Welcome to the Fairy Tales of India, where we bring to you stories of kings and queens, of princes and fairies, and of crafty wizards and magical beasts. These are classic tales of adventure, magic, and drama from India, brought to you in a new avatar by Gatha Story. To learn more, visit MythsAndLegendsIndia.com. Churning of the Ocean, Samudra Manthan. The Samudra Manthan, that is churning of the oceans, explains the origin of Amrit, the nectar of immortality. So the story goes like this. Once, Indra, the king of devas, while riding on an elephant, met Rishi Durvasa, who offered him a special garland given to him by a fairy. Indra accepted the gift and placed it on the trunk of the elephant as a test to prove that he was not an egoistic god. The elephant, knowing that Indra had no control over his own ego, threw the garland on the ground. This enraged the rishi, as the garland was a blessing from Shri, which means fortune, and was to be treated as a prasad with respect. Durvasa cursed Indra that all devas will be robbed of their strength, energy, and fortune. After this incident, in the battle, the devas were defeated by the asuras. Asuras were led by King Bali, who wanted to gain control over the universe. The devas were very afraid and went to Vishnu for help. He advised them to treat the asuras in a diplomatic manner. The devas told the asuras, "Why don't we jointly churn the ocean to get Amrit and share it among ourselves?" The asuras readily agreed. However, Vishnu told the devas that he would arrange for them alone to get the Amrit. The churning of the ocean was a long process. Mount Mandara was used as the churning rod, and Vasuki, a Nag king, remember whom we see on Shiva's neck? Exactly that. That snake became the churning rope. Vishnu was very diplomatic. He knew that Vasuki would vomit poisonous flames when twisted and pulled, and therefore advised the asuras to hold the tail end of the snake without telling them the reason. The asuras were very angry as they were asked to hold the tail. The tail is the lower part of an animal and is considered impure than the part that contains the head. They insisted on holding the head side of the snake. The plan worked, as this was exactly what Vishnu wanted. The asuras demanded to hold the head of the snake, while the devas, taking advice from Vishnu, agreed to hold its tail. When the mountain was placed in the ocean, it began to sink. Vishnu, in his second avatar, took the form of Kurma, which is a turtle, and supported the mountain on his shell. But that is a story for another day. The asuras were poisoned by fumes emitted by Vasuki. Despite this, the devas and the asuras pulled back and forth on the snake's body alternately, causing the mountain to rotate, which in turn churned the ocean. The Samudra Manthan process released a number of things from the ocean. One of them was the lethal poison known as Halahala. The poison escaped from the mouth of the Serpent King as the demons and gods churned. This terrified the gods and demons because the poison was so powerful that it could destroy all creation. The devas then prayed to Shiva for protection. Shiva drank the poison to save all the three worlds. He was suffering intense pain but could not die. When Parvati saw this, she immediately placed her hand on his throat, thus stopping the poison to flow any further. The poison stopped in his throat and gave it the blue color, and so Shiva is also known as Neelakant. Do you know, apart from the poison, there were 14 gems or ratna which were produced from the churning of the ocean. Goddess Lakshmi, the Devi of fortune and wealth, emerged out of the ocean. Vishnu married her and she became his wife. Apsaras or the nymphs like Rambha, Menaka, Punjisthala, etc. went to Devlok and chose the Gandharvas as their companions. Kamadhenu or Surabhi, the wish-granting cow, was taken by Brahma and given to the rishis so that the ghee from her milk could be used for yajna and similar rituals. The calf of Kamadhenu was the famous cow Nandini. Remember the story of Rishi Vashisht and Vishwamitra? Airavat and several other elephants were taken by Indradev. Airavat is the mount of Lord Indra. Uchchai Shravas, the divine seven-headed horse, was given to Asura King Pali. Kaustub, the most valuable ratna or the divine jewel in the world, was given to Vishnu. Parijat, the divine flowering tree with blossoms that never fades, was taken to Indralok by the devas. Sharang, a powerful bow, was given to Lord Vishnu. Chandra, the moon that adorns Shiva's head. Halahala, the poison that was swallowed by Shiva. Shankha, the conch shell given to Vishnu. Apart from this, Jeshtha, the goddess of misfortune. Kalpavriksh, a divine wish-fulfilling tree, also emerged. Finally, Dhanvantari, the heavenly physician, emerged with a pot containing the Amrit, the heavenly nectar of immortality. Fierce fighting started between the devas and the asuras for it. To protect it from the asuras, Garuda. Remember the story of the birth of Garuda? So Garuda took the pot and flew away, and eventually Lord Indra got it back. Now the Amrit was to be distributed between the devas and the asuras. The devas again appealed to Vishnu to help them get the Amrit. Vishnu took the form of Mohini as a beautiful and enchanting lady and distracted the asuras. She told the devas and the asuras,
"Since both of you are fighting for Amrit, I will distribute it equally."
She divided the devas and asuras into their groups, and she took the pot of Amrit and started distributing it among the devas. An asura named Rahuketu realized the plan by the devas to not give Amrit to the Asuras, and finish it entirely among themselves. So he disguised himself as a Dev and sat among them. The sun god Surya and the moon god Chandra noticed this. They informed Mohini, who, before the nectar could pass the Asura's throat, cut off his head with his Sudarshan Chakra or a discus. From that day, his head is called Rahu and his body is called Ketu, which later became planets. The story ends with the rejuvenated Devas defeating the Asuras. Children, do you know the origin of the Kumbh Mela and its association with Amrit? The legend goes, while the Devas were carrying the Amrit away from the Asuras, a few drops of the nectar fell at four different places on earth, which were Haridwar, Prayag or Allahabad, Trimbak, which is also known as Nashik, and Ujjain. According to the legend, these places acquired a certain mystical power and spiritual value, and so Kumbh Mela is celebrated at these four places every 12 years. People believe that after bathing there during the Kumbh Mela, one can attain moksha. So, how did you like today's story? Please leave your review on gathastory.com. Listen to such amazing stories. You know where? On gathastory.com.